I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In the small town of Rochester, New Hampshire, pews at the local Episcopal church are not as full as they used to be. The parish has split following the national controversy a year ago over the induction of the diocese's first openly gay Episcopal bishop. He's Gene Robinson. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
Last month, most of the parishioners at the Church of the Redeemer refused to recognize Bishop Gene Robinson as leader of the New Hampshire diocese. They walked out and started a new parish of their own across town in space borrowed from a local Baptist church. They call the new breakaway parish St. Michael's, and recently they held their first baptism. Sean Mateel says he wanted to renew his commitment to the church.
John Paul, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mateel says he wanted to give his new community a reason to celebrate.
The whole parish here is united with me in the reaffirmation of our vows to God.
The new parish joined the Anglican Communion Network, a national group of churches formed earlier this year to oppose Robinson's consecration. Senior warden Jerry DeLamas says his parish no longer recognizes the local diocese or the Episcopal Church USA.
When they take an unbiblical stance, we can't recognize them as having any authority over us.
DeLamas says the decision to leave was based on principle. They couldn't answer to God and to Bishop Robinson at the same time. His wife, Susan, pats the Bible that she carries in a leather case.
I know this is going to sound weird, but Christ comes to divide and he comes with a sword, and it's made people make real life-changing choices. It's made them put their faith on the line, pick up the cross, and go the way they're going to go.
The breakaway parish left behind a core group of loyal parishioners who still show up for weekly services. On a recent Sunday, the organist was out sick, and there were only 20 people in the pews. Gradually, they joined in the hymn a cappella, struggling to find the tune. But by the second verse, their voices grew stronger. After Mass, Paul Shea reflected on the low turnout. He says 20 people on a summer Sunday isn't so bad.
It was a little light, but it being a hot, humid, muggy day, I can sort of understand it.
Even before Robinson was elected bishop, a conservative faction at the Church of the Redeemer resisted the diocese's liberal thinking. The disagreements here over issues like women priests and the Book of Common Prayer mirrored larger differences in the Episcopal Church nationwide. Parishioner Kevin Gorham.
This parish has gone through some struggle here multiple times, and we have lost a significant portion of the congregation, then rebuilt, and then lost again and rebuilt.
Gorham says the cycle has taken its toll on the community. Parishioners here concede the task of rebuilding their parish is formidable, but they're looking forward to starting anew with a new pastor and the support of the diocese. Paul Shea says Bishop Robinson's message of inclusion has already attracted a handful of brand new members to Redeemer. He has no hard feelings towards those who left.
It was sad, you know, to have the church family break apart the way it has, but it has happened. So we try to get through that sadness and that disappointment. As with any death or split in any family, you know, life still goes on.
Robinson has pledged to help the parish get back on its feet. Parishioners at both the Church of the Redeemer and St. Michael's say they're now standing on firmer moral foundations. For Day to Day, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.